Good afternoon and welcome to Forest FM 92.3. I am your host, Kieran Uri Tuttiet. We have made it to the 2nd of September 2018 and it's time for the Eurovision Showcase.
This is Regina Ósk.
This is Fredrik Ómar.
And we are Euroband
from Iceland.
Hello, this is Ari Ólason from Iceland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Hard representing the Netherlands in 2003, and what an awesome song that was. One More Night, coming 13th with 45 points. And Esther Hart was also in the UK national final back then and in 2003, but she's natively from the Netherlands, so she got accepted to go into the Netherlands national final, so she pulled out of the British one and went on to represent the Netherlands. But her song called Wait for the Moment was still kept in the competition, but they changed the artist and it really didn't work out in the national final back in 2003. Now back then it was in on BBC Two as well, which was rather a awkward place and a strange place to put a national final for a magnitude like the Eurovision Song Contest, and it was on a Sunday afternoon. I remember back then it was so strange and very, very bizarre. But that's the UK national finals back then, and obviously Gemini, a crybaby, won that national final, And we all know what happened there in Latvia. Awkward. Very awkward. Well, you are welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, Kieran Ari-Tussi is your host. You can tweet me at ESC Showcase on Twitter. You can like our Facebook page and send us a message. Comment on our posts there on Facebook. Just search for the Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can send us an email direct at ESCshowcase@gmail.com. Got to get used to it. I should really write it down on a placard right here in the studio, and then I remember. Yes. Old habits die hard. Right, now let's move on to another song from another Eurovision Song Contest, which came mid-placing, like Esther Hart did with the Netherlands in 2003 with One More Night. We're going to a song that came 11th out of 19, coming with 41 points. Skunnesberg Hanon was the Danish entry in 1985. And here is the amazing Kirsten and Soren, Hot Eyes.
Ooh. Sophia dreams, she wants it all. Hoping one day there'll be a picture on the wall. She writes a song about a girl who had a ticket and a suitcase just like her. She left a note that said goodbye. Don't cry for me, you know I will be alright. Go pack your bags, get on the train. Don't waste the time before our dreams they start to fade. It's like a castle built in the sand, until you're standing with that ticket in your hand. Nothing but a suitcase. Ooh, yeah. Go pack your bags, get on the train. Don't waste your time before our dreams they start to fade. It's like a castle built in the sand, until you stand in with a ticket in your hand.
There we are, that's Suitcase from the Danish National Final in 2015 from Anna Gadegaard, Gadegaard. Yes, that came second in the Danish National Final in 2015, and I hold my head in my hands, and I wonder how on earth that didn't go to Vienna. How did anti-social media go to Eurovision over that song? Bizarre. Well, I don't know. I think it was because of the boys' good looks, maybe. I don't know. But I think that song was great. I was so upset after the Danish National Final. And also, as well, my internet connection was on the blink that night. So I remember I was pretty angry at that. Oh, the joys of being a Eurovision fan. Oh, now, I've realised, over the past week at least, that I have never played all UK Eurovision entries on this show. Now, you would think, having my show here, as lucky as I am to have it here on Forest FM since October of 2015, you would think by now, in September of 2018, that I should have played all UK entries. But I haven't. There is one that I have not played, and I'm going to play it for you now. So this song came seventh at the Eurovision Song Contest in 1979. Yes, and it is from Black Lace, the UK entry. Yes, Black Lace from Agadoo fame, of course. Oh dear. So less said about that, the better, of course. Speaking of embarrassing. But so... And here's their song. I'm surprised, actually, that this came seventh, because I thought this is shockingly, I don't think it's great. And if I had to rank all of the UK entries, this probably would come towards the bottom, if not second bottom, because Gemini is just the worst ever. So, and I would like to think you would all agree with me on that. So let's move on and play our next song. Yes, the UK entry in 1979 in Jerusalem, Israel. Coming seventh, here is Black Lace with Marianne.
Out on a late night, way after midnight, on with a bottle or two. What's the time? I'm getting out of my mind. I've gotta get to you. She was in black lace. Come back to my place. Come for a drink and a dance. Boy, I found she didn't hang around. I didn't stand a chance. She paid a big rent for an apartment uptown 121. She said, come inside. I've got nothing to hide. I only want some fun.
having a good time, walking the tight line. I was out of my head, 'cause when I reached for you, like I usually do, I found her instead. Marianne, I'm gonna do what I can, but I can't do more than try. Tearing my heart out, trying to make it up to you. Marianne, I'm gonna do what I can, that's true, and that's no lie. Crying my eyes out, gotta get it back with you. I woke up early with everything blurring, and my head rattled with pain. Even so, I heard the doorbell go and someone called my name. There was a best friend down for the weekend. I knew I'd met her before. Said, you dirty man, when I see Marianne, I'm gonna tell her the score. Marianne, I'm gonna do what I can, but I can't do more than try. Tearing my heart out, trying to make it up to you. Marianne, I'm gonna do what I can, that's true, and that's no lie. Crying my eyes out, gotta get it back with you. Of my mind, I gotta get to you. Marianne, I'm gonna do what I can, but I can't do more than try. Tearing my heart out, trying to make it up to you. Marianne, I'm gonna do what I can, that's true, and that's no lie. Crying my eyes out, gotta get it back with you. Crying my eyes out, gotta get it back.
Hello everybody, this is Waylon from the Netherlands. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Outlaw Enemy. Enjoy!
It's a fine, fine line between whiskey and water into wine. And it's a long way home when you're down and out and out here. It don't matter who you are when it's time to lock and load. Everybody's got a little outlaw in 'em. Chrome piece hiding in the blacked-out denim. Heartbeat beating to a rock and roll rhythm, yeah. Everybody got a couple scarred up knuckles, blood on the boots and the back up buckle. Diamondback rattle with a quick strike venom. Everybody's got a little outlaw in 'em. Gonna let nobody keep you down. When your back's against the wall, that's when you gotta learn to stand up tall. Be that rebel fight inside of you. It's been there all alone. Everybody's got a little outlaw with a cold piece hiding in the black top denim. Heartbeat beating to a rock and roll rhythm, yeah. Everybody got a couple scarred up knuckles, blood on the boots and the back up buckle. Diamondback rattle with a quick strike venom. Everybody's got a little
Outlaw Inner from Wayland, the Netherlands, 2018. Yeah, indeed. And it managed to qualify to the grand final of the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest in Lisbon, Portugal. And I think I was quite nervous about that, to be fair, because I wasn't so sure, my personal feelings, but I'm quite glad it did. And it ended up coming 18th with 121 points, so not a slap in the face, of course. Now, it's time for Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's time for Rob's Random Request this week. And Rob has his two hats. Obviously, one hat is full of little bits of paper with years on it, and we've got another hat with a load of little bits of paper, and there's lots of countries in it. So let's do this for this week, Sunday, the 2nd of September 2018. It is first up, we're gonna do the year. Okay, we'll do the year, and Rob's picked, oh, 1970. Okay, all right, by my maths, that would have been the 15th Eurovision Song Contest ever, and that was held in Amsterdam in the Netherlands. And Rob has got a country. Oh, it's the winner. It's Ireland. Yes, Ireland won its very first Eurovision Song Contest in 1970. The UK came second, 6 votes behind the Irish entry. Now, the UK entry was Mary Hopkin with Knock Knock Who's There, but we are going to the Irish sensation, that is Dana. Yes, it's not Dana International, it is Dana, yes, the original. And she won with 32 points. God, the voting structure was so different back then. Here is All Kinds of Everything. And I'll tell you what, let's hear from the lady herself.
Hello, this is Dana from Ireland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Snowdrops and daffodils, butterflies and bees, sailboats and fishermen, things of the sea, wishing
dances, romances.
What a fantastic song from Dana, the Ireland's Eurovision winner in 1970. All kinds of everything. Now let's move on and play this song. This song was sung in the opening of the 1992 Eurovision Song Contest, sung by the winner of the 91 contest the previous year. Yes, here is Carola from Sweden. Here is All the Reasons to Live. Carola Hagfist from Sweden singing All the Reasons to Live here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It's time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 2nd of September 2018. The Czech Republic has begun their search for the Eurovision Song Contest 2019. From October the 31st, individuals wishing to represent the Czech Republic in Israel can submit their song to the Czech broadcaster. The broadcaster has stated that it's not looking for any specific genre of music or language that it's performed in, but they have three rules, and obviously it cannot exceed 3 minutes. It must not have been released before September the 1st, 2018. And the lead singer must be of a Czech nationality. If you'd like to find out more, head over to eurovoir.com. Now, also on Friday the 31st, Belarus have selected their junior Eurovision 2018 participant. If you'd like to find out more, also head over to eurovoir.com or to juniorEurovision.tv. It has been officially announced that Elat is officially out of the race of hosting Eurovision 2019. The Israeli broadcaster Kan has revealed, and it's a bit of a sad shame, but we won't be heading to the far south of Israel in next year's Eurovision. But it has been announced that we will have the host city announcement later this week. So stay tuned to our social media channels, Twitter at ESC Showcase, and our Facebook page is the Eurovision Showcase. Zeljko Jaksimović, the two-time Eurovision participant and songwriter, has ruled out returning to the competition for the third time. And finally, this year's Lithuanian representative Eva Zizmuskaitė has released a brand new single, and it's called Adsorbed. You can listen to it at YouTube. Or, of course, you can download it from Spotify and iTunes, of course. Yeah, you could do all of that. So that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Ari-Tussiet, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM right across East Dorset, West Hampshire, and the New Forest on the south coast of the United Kingdom on 92.3. And, of course, you can listen to us online at forestfm.co.uk.
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbeam.com or just search for the Eurovision Showcase on any podcast app, including iTunes and Podbean. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, everybody. This is Esther Hart from the Netherlands.
Hello, everybody. This is Paula Selin.
And this is Ovi from Romania.
Hello, this is Lindsay Drakes from the UK. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. This is my song, No Dream Impossible. Enjoy.
No dream impossible.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
chercher de l'or. On veut quitter sa patrie pour refaire son nez et sa vie. Il nous faut l'amour d'abord. Avoir des goûts éclectiques, penser Rossini ou Travolta. On peut faire de la vitesse, du yoga ou du business. Sans amour, ce n'est pas ça.
Switzerland's Eurovision entry in 1982, coming third with 97 points. That is Arlette Zola with Amour en Thème, which means love, we love you. Easy, easy peasy, yes. Now, the funny thing, the synopsis on Wikipedia about this song makes me laugh because it says, it's an upbeat number in the style of the UK 1968 entry, Congratulations. It doesn't sound anything like it, does it? Oh dear. But she tried on two other attempts to represent Switzerland in 1984 and 1985, but not getting through. Oh dear. And in 1984 and 1985, I think she could have done. Because those entries that Switzerland sent to Eurovision in 84 and 85 were all right, but I don't know. But she did so well in third, you would have thought that the Swiss would have jumped at the chance of having a bit of success back then. Right, we will have this week's edition of Live and Kicking very soon. That's a part of the Eurovision Showcase where I play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. Yes, and immerse ourselves. Maybe in the orchestra, maybe not. We'll have to see, won't we? Yes. So, I'm going to play something from a group that represented a country at the Eurovision Song Contest, and I'm not going to actually play their Eurovision entry, but I'm going to play a song from their new-ish album from last year, actually. Yes, I'm talking about Bucks Fizz. Well, they've come back together, the three of the originals, and they have released an album, and they are called The Fizz now. And I'm going to play you a song that I think we all know and love, all British music fans, and at least all of Bucks Fizz, and some Eurovision fans may know this song already, but here is the revamped version for The Fizz, yes. We're going to hear Bucks Fizz, The Camera Never Lies, here on the Eurovision Showcase.
Click, click, click.
Yes, that's Bugs Fizz with My Camera Never Lies. Bugs Fizz won Eurovision in 1981 in Dublin, Ireland with Making Your Mind Up. Now, before Love and Kicking, let's hear this next song. This is the song representing Bosnia and Herzegovina in 2009. Here is Regina with Bistra Voda.
Pitao sam neke ljude u mome kraju, gdje mi duša stanuje. Jednu tajnu za mene, kažu kriješ, draga. Pitao sam da mi vrate ono vrijeme, dane, sate, proleće, da ljubav miriše, tako kažu. Rodi me u majsku zoru, čuvam jedan svijet kad svi drugi odu, čuvam te dok sam živ.
Live and Kicking is here, boys and girls, children of all ages. Yes, and we are going to listen to a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. And we are going to the 1995 Eurovision this week, which was in the Point Theatre in Dublin, Ireland. And we're going to hear the Croatian entry that came sixth with 91 points. Now, Croatia were going through a really rough time as the Yugoslavian war was going on, more so than their neighbours Bosnia and Herzegovina. So Croatia had debuted in the Eurovision Song Contest 2 years prior in 1993 and did pretty respectable for their first two entries, but this one propelled them into the spotlight and into the top 10 of Eurovision Song Contest. So we are going to hear the incredible Magazin and Lydia. Now they are Lydia is also is an opera singer, basically. She is a soprano vocalist from the Zagreb Academy of Music. Yes. And she was awarded the highest Croatian national decoration for her achievement to culture. Yeah, who could blame her? And which includes their lead singer, Daniela, who went on to represent Croatia in the 1998 Eurovision Song Contest in Birmingham, coming fifth with 131 points with Nedami Nesvane. But we're going to hear Croatia 1995, Daniela and Lydia with Nostalgia. I think it's Nostalgia, actually. That's how they pronounced it on the night, which means nostalgia, of course. Right, so here we go.
Tiha, tiha se čuje violina i moga srca strune di. Preko mora i planina svira mi, svira.
Tiha, tiha se čuje violina po svjetlost nebeskih visina, paganini s neba svi.
Awesome was that. Croatia 1995. Daniela and Lydia with Nostalgia. And speaking of nostalgia, here is Italy 1958.
Stare lassù e volavo, volavo felice più in alto del sole ed ancora più su, mentre il mondo pian piano spariva lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonava soltanto per me. Yeah. stare lassù. E volavo, volavo felice più in alto del sole ed ancora più su. Mentre il mondo pian piano spariva lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonava soltanto per me. Di stare lassù nel blu dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù con te.
Domenico Modugno with Volare nel blu dipinto di blu. Yes, that is Italy 1958, the worldwide smash hit and probably the most famous Eurovision song of all time. I would think so, maybe. Then ABBA Waterloo. Ooh, controversial. What do you think? Right, it's time for our final song before we say our goodbyes. I'm going to go all out camp now and listen to Iceland 2010. Here is Hera Björk with Je ne sais quoi. Yes, Hera Björk with Je ne sais quoi for Iceland in 2010. Right, it's time for us to say our goodbyes. Thank you so much for listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM for another week. I hope you can join us next Sunday at 5 p.m. for more Eurovision goodness. Of course, we will be back next Sunday on the 9th of September. Now, if you've missed any previous shows, head over to our website, escshowcase.podbean.com. You can find the link also on our Twitter page at ESC Showcase and our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase. Take care. Arrivederci, au revoir, arrivederci, vis lat and dobizenia. See you soon. Toodaloo.